Chad, markets and corn, soybeans, those have been tough pills to swallow this year. And unfortunately, we really haven't seen price that farmers want. And quite frankly, it's been hard to get that crop out of the ground. And so as we talk about this market environment, where are the challenges and where are the opportunities?
The challenges, I think we already know. You know, the problem with this crop was it was planted late, it matured late, some of it's still standing in the fields and may be out there for an extended period of time. I joke about infield storage a lot these days. But also the marketing side, as you mentioned. The idea is that if you miss that spring rally this year, you really haven't had an opportunity since then. And so we've watched the market sort of erode away for the past few months, looking for where can we get that bounce. I think that's where, okay, some of the opportunities coming up, I think there will be some as we look forward to this spring. One of the problems this crop has is quality. Quality usually rears its ugly head as we get into the springtime, where we see usage have to increase. Feed demand, ethanol demand is likely going to pick up as we go through this lower quality corn, and that should lead to some price recovery as we look forward into next spring. The problem is that we're going to have to wait 3, 4, 5, 6 months for that to occur.
Well, and I know another opportunity, per se, particularly for farmers in the Northern Plains this fall harvest season, has been basis.
Mm-hmm. Now, basis, you know, if you will, has been very strong. It has been for a little while. In fact, in Iowa, I would argue we were seeing that basis strength as early as this May and June, and it's sort of held firm, and I think that's going to stay fairly strong. And so that's one of the advantages right now, is that I could lock in the basis side and hope for some futures improvement out there to get myself to that higher cash price. So there are, again, some opportunities to be had out here. Mm-hmm. I think basis right now is probably the, if you will, the best part of the cash story we can talk about right now. Futures, we won't likely see that pick up, like I say, until we go out a few months.
And so as you move through the winter months and USDA compiles their data, we get a crop report this month, we get a crop report in January. I mean, when will we truly know what crop we have out there and how do we deal with it? You know, is the corn supply there? Is the soybean supply higher than we expected?
In this case, USDA is going to continue. I mean, January is supposed to be the final numbers. That's when they will sort of put their stamp on it. But I think we'll be wrestling with how much usable crop there is. Mm-hmm. Throughout this entire marketing year, we, you know, even as we get to next fall, we'll still be arguing about how much got lost, if you will. Even, it, you know, did it get grown? If it didn't get grown, and you know, or something like that, we'll be dealing with that all the way through this year. Because, like I say, it's a debate: how much got planted, how much will get harvested here. You know, as I look across North Dakota here, you guys still have, what, probably 60% of the corn still standing out in the fields. How much of that will actually come in versus how much of that will be abandoned? I think that's a big question that USDA is going to try to figure out over the next 2 months. But realistically, we won't know that answer until we get into springtime and figure out, do farmers go back and capture those acres or just let them go?
So wrapping up our conversation here, Chad, talking just big picture, 2020. Unfortunately, we may have to go through another rough patch to get on the upward side of things.
Yeah, I think we will. I would say, you know, 19 was rough. 20 might likely be rougher, but there'll be some opportunities out there. Like I say, as I'm looking into spring, I think there are some opportunities for farmers to put in some price risk protection, protect themselves against that rougher year. Mm-hmm. But it means being more aggressive in marketing than we've typically done in the past. Yeah.